Welcome in to a special edition of the Fun Astrology Podcast. We're going to meet a young lady who is doing readings for us now that I am so excited to add to our team, Liz Grace Christie. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you might remember her from back in 2021. Well, that was the introduction, and now she has really developed her astrological skills to the point where she is doing some significant readings. You know, one of the reasons that I talked to Liz Grace when she reached out was because I could tell that she had a perception of the future, of where astrology is going, that most readers in my circle don't have. She also has a passionate interest in the divine feminine and where astrology is going to intersect that in the future. Plus, she's young, she's hip, she's millennial, she sees the world through her own eyes, she's a clothing designer, she's into fashion, she's into music, she's cutting edge, and she's just a delight to be with. So let's sit down and meet astrologer Liz Grace. So Lizzie, welcome back to Fun Astrology.
Oh, thank you for having me again.
This is really cool. I'm thinking full circle. Because you sent me an email, what, about a year and a half probably ago or something from when we're recording this?
It was around September in 2021.
Oh, wow. Just a year ago, a little over a year ago then.
I wrote it down, so
wow. And you were telling me some insights on Ophiuchus, and at that point, I think I was narrating some stuff with Steve Forrest, and he had mentioned Ophiuchus, and it's just all this thing about areas of astrology that are not what I'm covering, but areas that need to be explored. You were all over it, and I could tell that you had some insights into it, that the asteroids and the feminine energy, and I thought, you know what? This is where we're headed. And you were on the podcast. We talked about it. Stephanie was with us on that interview, and you have continued to grow in astrology. And here we are a little over a year later, and you are doing readings, and I hear kind of knocking the cover off the ball. You're doing great.
Yeah, I am a little surprised too, but it also feels pretty natural and effortless. It's definitely been a very potent journey. I've been just feeling very encouraged from people such as you and also my community here in Portland, Oregon, and the more I keep doing this, the more I feel guided to just keep pursuing it.
You know, that's interesting because I know it came from a reading. We connected on a reading and it was there. It was obvious. You've continued to step into it. So what has that piece been like? I mean, you say that, yeah, it just feels natural. What are some of the growth points or things that you've experienced over this past year?
Well, the freshest thing on my mind is a reading I just had this last weekend where I was talking to this woman about her past lives on a galactic scale. So looking at fixed stars and black holes and how they're talking with her planets and her natal chart. And I started getting very tingly and hot. And then the woman was like, "Are you about to cry?" And I said, "Yes." And I started to cry and she just held my hand. And it was really powerful. And I felt this like energy coming through me. And then the tears were kind of the sign that it was probably a high frequency. And I was doing my best to process it. And we just kind of like held hands with each other and waited for it to pass. And then once it passed, we continued the reading. And it was really, really powerful.
So things such as that.
Yeah.
That is so cool. When I was doing readings, that would happen quite a bit. You feel connected with the chart, don't you?
I feel just very passionate about what I'm doing. And I've also been learning a lot about archetypes and the hero's journey and how I feel like people, definitely we all have our mission in life. So when I'm talking to people and discussing certain mythology or stories that I see in their natal chart, it just excites me and I'm passionate. And so I feel like it's this mix of passion, but also being of service.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tell me more about this. So you say you're talking about galactic black holes and things like that speaking to their planets. Where is that coming from? That's fascinating.
I started studying galactic astrology with Julia Balazs in June, and I found out about Julia Balazs through a friend who was like, you would understand this. I know that it makes no sense to me, but you got to watch this podcast with Pam Gregory, who interviewed Julia Balazs. And I was just like, ding, ding, ding. I need to start studying this. I've kind of dabbled in starseed astrology and aliens and all that stuff, and very much so in the closet for basically since I started studying astrology, which was in 2017. So once my friend basically showed me the podcast, I just started seriously studying galactic astrology, which I never realized was even possible. It's very new, but it's basically looking at fixed stars and literal black holes that exist in space and seeing how they interact with someone's natal chart.
That is amazing. Yeah. And what are you finding?
So it's similar to kind of how planets in a natal chart embody certain archetypes and symbolism. So these fixed stars, these black holes do as well. And if we start thinking about star races and extraterrestrials and interdimensionals, those beings carry like an overarching story, just like we do. Like in America, we have kind of like a story for our country, a sort of ethos that we embody. So when I learn about fixed stars, I learn about the story there. So we could say perhaps there was a star nation that abused its resources too much and therefore destroyed itself. So in theory, someone who'd be interacting with that star nation in their natal planets could be carrying that karma with them. So it's kind of this experience when I give someone a reading where we talk about basically stories and how those stories are manifesting in our lives now. Like we can look at someone's lunar nodes and we can talk about a story that's being derived here on this earth. But if we go bigger and start looking at fixed stars, now we can start talking about like a galactic history.
This is something you're feeling pulled into, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my friend introduced me to the podcast that basically led me down the rabbit hole to study under Julia Balazs. So it's been very effortless for me. And I love it. Honestly, if I wasn't giving readings to people, I would still be studying all this. It's just in the last year, 2022, I've been divinely guided to start giving readings, and it just feels very in alignment. Yeah.
See, this is the part that I noticed when we were talking a year ago, that first of all, if anybody knew you or knew your work, and by the way, Lizzie and I got to meet because she was in the August group that came here to North Carolina. So that was wonderful. And she stayed extra. We got to hang out for some extra time. But what I noticed, and if you knew Lizzie, you know that she is very uniquely self-expressed. She sees the world through her own lens, and she creates art and clothing and now astrology through this unique lens. And what I saw was somebody who was going to be on the cutting edge of the future of astrology, not relishing in the past, you know, like I'm working with Robert Glasscock and then have done the books with Steve Forrest. Those are old model astrologers, and they always will be. You are looking at how this is going to progress. And I think one of the beautiful things of that, too, is bringing in that feminine energy that we talked about through the asteroids and through things like exploring. Might we even entertain another constellation? Mm-hmm. You better drop that bomb and run in any astrology conference. But you know, these are things that could happen in the future. They absolutely are.
Honestly, also, it's interesting because galactic astrology actually refers to Ophiuchus a little bit, because I've learned that Ophiuchus actually holds the galactic center. So if we were to apply Ophiuchus in the zodiac wheel, it would be housing the galactic center, which has this very like divine masculine, divine feminine energy into it. So I feel like, weirdly enough, the more that we go into the future, I think that Ophiuchus will have a place, because I do kind of feel this, it's like an unveiling and almost like a little bit like we're just warming the waters up to get tempered to accept these kind of out there ideas, I suppose, in the realm of astrology. But to me, I feel like I just keep finding more information that leads me back to Ophiuchus. And it will probably be something that I will speak on and address in the future once I like really collect more information. Because talking with you in the past kind of just, to me, cracked the door open a little bit.
It's
so
a
I keep
interesting,
finding more information.
And I didn't realize the galactic center, which now I guess we ascribe to 26 degrees Sagittarius, correct?
It's 26, 27.
26,
yeah,
27.
Yeah, fixed stars move a little bit because of the precession. But they, it's very subtle. So I, when I was born, I think it was at 26 degrees, which was about 30 years ago. And so now it's at 27.
1 minute per year, almost.
Yeah.
And of course, you are a 3 degree Sagittarian to boot. So that's there's maybe another a little additional connection on that. And, you know, that's kind of cool, too, because with Sagittarius as your sun and moon, and then Gemini as your rising sign, and Pisces with your, you know, your 10th house, that cutting edge of spirituality is something that, and when you say you embody it, it's in your head, sun, it's in your heart, moon, and all you're doing is just showing up. It's like,
yeah,
you know?
But I needed to go through the trials and tribulations of art school and being a fashion designer and all that before I got here.
So if somebody booked a reading with Liz Grace Christie, what would they expect?
They would expect to hear a lot of mythology and a lot of basically stories, which is kind of what I've been enjoying and honing in on. I feel like when we learn our mission in life and tap into this hero's journey, it is really empowering and it can really help you in your present being and you feel good. And it sounds corny, but every time someone walks away from a reading with me, I can tell that they feel like empowered and clear-headed and have an idea of what their next move is.
I think the other reciprocal of that is, what would a reading with you not be? And I think that is a typical sun sign, you know, going through the planets and the houses and everything. You are just adding so much more embellishment and layers and perspective to that, that that would be, oh, sure, you have the structure, right? But you're going to go so much beyond that.
Yeah. For example, the woman with the reading where I was crying and whatnot, I after that reading, I realized I didn't even talk about her son. And I was shocked.
Wow.
I was like, whoa. We got caught up on so many other placements. And I do work with asteroids as well. So I should put that out there. And I think I do that more because of the divine feminine aspect to it. I think they hold a place at the table. My charts do look pretty messy, though, I guess, for some people, because I got fixed stars and asteroids and planets. But it definitely gives me a lot to talk about.
But yeah, if you can walk through it, then it doesn't matter, right? That was one of
yeah.
the things. I chose not to do that because of that reason. But if you can look at it and you see it and you know exactly what you're looking at and tie it all together, all the better. Because I really do. I think, folks, that what you're hearing here and what Lizzie is representing is where this craft is going to go over the next 20, 30, 40 years. So over the time that you end up doing this, until you're up at my and Robert's age, you'll be looking back at this and seeing how so many things broke through during these decades, that you're going to be a pioneer with it. And you're in a great town for it as well. You live in?
I live in Portland, Oregon.
Which is a great town for astrology, great community there. And you are part of that community. And so I just think you are set up so well for this. And I'm really thrilled that you are willing to come on and let our people, listeners to the Fun Astrology Podcast, work with you. I think that's just awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited to give more readings and help people learn their hero's journey.
Well, tell us here on the audio, and then we'll put it, of course, in the link as well. How do people get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me through my website, www.galacticmythology.com. I also rebooted my Instagram, which I was avoiding for a really long time. But if you want to connect with me on Instagram, it's Liz with two Z's, Lizz, and then Grace, Grace. But I would suggest going to my website.
All right, good deal.
Yeah, I want to build
No
a
telling
bigger
about.
community
Okay,
on
good.
my website platform. Yeah.
All right, excellent, great. Well, folks, I hope you will take advantage of this. She has a phenomenal perspective on things, and a reading with Liz would just be incredible insight of things that you are not going to hear anyplace else. Thank you so much, Liz. I'm going to really look forward to the journey here and keeping in touch with you, and we'll check in periodically, and then you're going to be helping a lot of people.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, Thomas.
And obviously, if you go to funastrology.com and you scroll down, you will see the whole section of all of the people that we have reading now. It's a wonderful, wonderful team. Go in there and just see who calls out to you. Follow your intuition. You'll get the right person. Thank you so much for listening to this special edition. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the next Fun Astrology podcast.